Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show is available as a podcast, obviously, and it's also available on iTunes, and like all of the shows here, all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, just a little shameless plugging. Of course, Elizabeth Rex is opening on November 5th at the Fort in the theater at the Fort in Lawrence. You can go to indiebardfest.com for all the information there. So you can see me on stage. Take that for what it's worth. There's more important things on stage this weekend. We'll get to that in a second. But there's that. And of course, the Saturday after Thanksgiving at Theater at the Fort, I'll be hosting a screening of Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life. So it's not a Thanksgiving movie, although they air it on Thanksgiving. But I'm going to do the rant about holiday movies and television for another time, because we have a great holiday, great television, online combination. Now, it's that time of the year. If you're a longtime Indiana person, you know it's his time of year. It's his birthday weekend, a ghoul that needs no introduction.
Good evening, Matthew. It's horrible to be back here with you in the stench and the mire of the wet crypt of your recording studio, where you talk about all the gems and the scurvy of the world.
Right back at you, Sammy Terry. And you keep coming back. So there's who's the twisted one here?
A glutton for punishment, no doubt.
That's right, friends. Sammy Terry's in-house. Of course, SammyTerry.com, because he is all over the state, and he's in a state. Trust me on this one.
Confusion runs deep in my very ice-cold bloodline.
So what do you got going this weekend, Sammy? This is your big birthday weekend.
It is. Halloween, fashioned after my birthday, is a great celebratory week for me. And of course, Matthew, the biggest thing is now that the Sammy Terry Nightmare Theater Show, which everyone has been asking for to come back, is back every Friday night on SammyTerry.com. So you can get your fill of Sammy Terry, George, and Goolsby by going to SammyTerry.com. Your first month is $3.99, and you get the entire library that grows like a bad fungus or yeast infection every single week.
And of course, your holiday is, masks have always been a part of it. So, what's been going on in the last year and a half or so, it's been kind of old hat or old mask.
Exactly. Masks are a great thing. I'm glad it's become so trendy. Everybody seems to be wearing them. And I'm just proud to have a small part of making sure that we cover up some of the most hideous looking faces on the planet.
So where are you going to be out and about physically this weekend, my friend?
Oh, Friday night, the 29th, I've got my big Halloween costume party inside my dungeon inside Washington Square Mall. There are a few tickets left, and if you've got time to be able to get there, make sure you go to SammyTerry.com. We'll have the Graveyard Stompers Band performing live And for all of you who can't make it, you can watch it live on the Sammy Terry Facebook fan page at 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure that you dial up Sammy's fan page. You can see the festivities, all the excitement. We'll actually have horror cocktail recipes to show with you this year as well.
Now, does this involve your beer, or doesn't it? Or it goes either way?
It goes every way. The Sammy Terry Kolsch Beer by Scarlet Lane Brewery in McCordsville, Indiana, is an excellent Kolsch beer with that citrus flavor there, because every single vat of my Sammy Terry Kolsch is made with the blood of the dragon. Fruit.
I thought he was going toward Blood Orange Gang. The ghoul's unpredictable. What can
Too
I say?
Common.
That's the show. So. And what's going on after that?
After that, on the 30th Saturday night, I will be in Terror Haute, Indiana, at the Moonlight Drive-In. If you've not been to a drive-in theater in a long time, make sure you go to Terror Haute on Saturday, October 30th. I'll be doing two stage shows there. Oh, you have a chance to win prizes. Be in my Scream Queen contest, my Sammy Terry Laugh contest. Oh, we have raffles and all kinds of horror. We'll be showing great films that night, three horrible flicks, and we'll have a horrible time at the Moonlight. And then, my birthday night, Sunday, Halloween. Oh, I'll be wishing all the tooth decay-seeking suckers that come to Washington Square Mall for our grand trunk-or-treat event. Bring your little children or your grandchildren along, and we'll give them all kinds of tooth decay to the delight of your dentist.
And be careful if your dentist keeps asking you, is it safe? Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid.
So, yes, yeah, so you can check that out at SammyTerry.com for all the information. You know, see him in person, see him online. Just see him. He's, you know, or else he'll see you. That's for sure.
Oh, I will find you. And if that isn't enough, that you can see me every Friday night on the Nightmare Theater movie show on SammyTerry.com or any of my live events up to Halloween. You could even come to see me in Shelbyville at the Strand Theater Saturday, November 13th. Oh, I'll be hosting two great horror flicks, The Killer Shrews and The Undead. So make your way to Shelbyville Strand Theater Saturday, November 13th for your post-Halloween horror fix.
See, Halloween, it's a state of mind, so it can be all year round. You know, if the stores can put up Christmas stuff, I don't know, what, July? Then Sammy can roam all year round.
It seems that our entire world wants us to live with horror year round, so why not?
And two syllables, friends, don't forget that.
Horror.
That's right, Sammy. SammyTerry.com, friends. All right, so, and Sammy's going to be a part of the Grab a Pencil. We're going to start going through some titles that you've been watching. So Sammy may have a few words about what you've been watching this week. Sorry, I'm going to drop that on you. But first, we're going to go around the state and see what is playing at certain spots. For instance, this weekend at the Tibbs Drive-In, if you're not following Sammy Terry, take it upon yourself there. We have, the double feature of Halloween Kills and Last Night in Soho. Sammy, how are you on the new Halloween film? The film's like the holidays. They just keep coming back.
Well, they seem to, revolving around and around. And in this one, when Halloween kills you, you seem to come back over and over, no matter how old you get.
Maybe Jamie Lee Curtis can fight him off with the yogurt. I don't know.
Maybe so. I know she swings her walker really hard at him this time.
Wow. And Janet Leigh doesn't say anything. That's screen one at the Tibbs. Screen two. Oh, here we go. Them, Bride of Frankenstein, and Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, wonderful. I take curtain number two, Matt.
And Julia Adams, I miss you. Screen three, Adams Family 2, and the original Ghostbusters. I think that's for the families over there.
Well, who you going to call?
Now you owe Ray Parker money. And then finally on screen four, Dune. And by the way, congratulations on Warner Brothers for getting part two. Well, you can make part two now, even though you should have made it in the first place. If you're going to make a movie franchise that expensive, you know, put it up. And Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So you want to see a Jekyll and Hyde with Tom Hardy with the MCU? There you go. All at the Tibbs Drive-In. Over at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville. Uh-oh. Whoa. Okay. A Friday, this evening, Addams Family 2 and Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
He's not here.
Oh, well.
Well, you're here. That's fine. And Gina Davis isn't here either. All right, fine. Moving on.
That's the greatest disappointment.
That's right. That is happening at the Skyline in Shelbyville. Speaking of which, also at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin, they're showing Beetlejuice Friday at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday 2 and 7:30 p.m. Friday, November 5th. Here's a Kobe and Bianca. It was a Kobe horror movie, While You Were Sleeping. And fun rom-com. This is one that kind of helped, along with Speed, that put Sandra Bullock on the map. But as one who actually lived in the Chicagoland area, nobody who works for the rail system looks like Sandra Bullock. Just saying. That's really horrifying.
Well, maybe if you put three or four of her together.
Wow. Okay, moving on. November 6th over at the Art Craft Theater is Cartoons for Cans on November 6th. That's at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. No advance tickets for the event. All donations will be collected at showtime, so if you want to. And it's a block of classic Warner Brothers cartoons. So if you want to learn about, jazz, classical music, opera, maybe early movies of the 20th century, the Warner Brothers cartoons are a good place to start.
Yes, the cartoons. It's a shame that they no longer salute the cartoons now, today, for it was so informational to people, very recreational for people, along with just being entertaining. But the art of the cartoon, where you can poke fun at reality, where you can smash someone with a sledgehammer and not go to jail. It's an art form that is grand, so enjoy your Warner cartoons while you still can.
What he said. Also at the Art Craft Theater in Franklin on Saturday, November 6th, from 1979, Walter Hill's The Warriors. A terrifying film in a different way of gangs running through, very animated gangs running through the streets of New York, based on a Greek fable, but put in 70s gangland wars. And that's a great one to see on the big screen. I got to see it when I was a kid. I'm fine. Shut up, Sammy. But if you get a chance to see that on the big screen, check that out. And then November 12th and 13th at 2 and 7:30 p.m., free for veterans and all active military. They're showing Edgewick's Glory. And then the 19th and 20th, 2 and 7:30 p.m., 2 and 5:30 p.m. on November 21st, the film The Bells of St. Mary. Not a scary film, but I believe Thanksgiving at Bing Crosby's house was probably terrifying. So anyway, all of that is happening at the Historic Art Craft Theater. Sammy Cherry is not taking that bait, and it's really okay. So down at IU Cinema, Sammy, here we go. It's not always, it's horror for different reasons. Halloween afternoon, at 1 o'clock at IU Cinema. It is a staff selection programmed by IU Cinema house manager Will Eltzroth. The extended cut of the Asian action classic Battle Royale. If you're into fighting and bloodshed, and it's over 2 hours, this is the extended cut. There you go.
Nothing says Halloween like Battle Royale.
Well, I think all the copies of Beetlejuice were already taken.
Must be. That explains it.
Tuesday, November 2nd at 7 o'clock, Dangerous Liaisons as a part of their series, Glenn Close and the Art of the Character. Tuesday, November 9th at 7 o'clock, as a part of the system series, Science for Human Flourishing, The Lives of Iranian Women. It's Spedia, pardon my Iranian, Reaching for the Stars. Wednesday, November 10th, added at 7 o'clock, additional films and guest series, The Morning Show Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2. Even at the movie theaters, they're showing television. Okay. That's happening over at IU Cinema. At the Can-Can in Indy, it's a busy, busy weekend. We have, of course, opening this weekend at the Can-Can, as well as other theaters around nationwide, the new Wes Anderson film, The French Dispatch. The 29th through the 31st, the original John Carpenter Halloween. So this is
the original. Get back to your roots. Get back to your bloody roots. The suspense was so much greater then when we revolved more, depended on the shadows. We know evil predator would stand by a tree and do nothing. Shivers would go down your spine. As he takes his first step towards you, you feel the chill go up to your hair. The hair on your neck starts to raise as he slowly raises his arm and reveals the ice-cold blade. Meanwhile, you sit there, shuddering underneath the shadow of that blade, wondering how in the world could I possibly escape? And if you just moved, you would. But you don't in your movie. You stay there, transfixed by the horror about to fall on you.
You love horror movie logic, don't you, Sammy?
Exactly. And of course, if you ever find yourself running through a cemetery from a deranged zombie, you know you have to fall down 3 or 4 times, stumble, and spin your wheels. Don't just run away.
And there's a commercial that has been making fun of these said tropes as well. So it's bad when a commercial is now utilizing that cliche. So thank you there. So yeah, the original Halloween, no Walker for Jamie Lee Curtis, and hi PJ Souls, you know why. All right, that's over at the Can-Can. Let's see, November 3rd is Youngstown, and then November 7th is a part of Spirit in Place, B-Movies, and Bad History. So we'll have to look in on that. November 11th is the film Just Like Me. All of that is happening at cancanindie.com. Go check out the Can-Can over there. Not that Can-Can, this Can-Can. It's with a K. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Matthew Sosa here, hanging out with Sammy Terry. All right. All right, friends. And by the way, SammyTerry.com for all the information and all the subscriptions and all the good stuff there. Now, it's one of the things that's been cool about bringing guests back in the studio, present company included, is we get to the grab a pencil portion of the show. So not only is Sammy with me while I'm going through your list, he might have some words about it. You've been warned. We start with on Twitter with Ben, who writes he watched Dune. Sammy, where are the sandworms in the pantheon of great attackers?
Well, the sandworms, it's those creatures that, much like the evil eels and the shrieking eels, oh, they're under there. You know that they are. You don't know where they'll present themselves, but they can move faster than you, so you best run for your life. They can hear every footstep, but you don't hear them until it's too late. So I really like them. They taste like chicken.
Best prepared that way, I'm sure. All right, now we go to Facebook. We go to my old post because Zuckerberg is at times more horrifying than the guests across the desk from me. We start with Cassandra, who writes, no films this week, but just finished Squid Game on Netflix, and responds, whoa. Okay, cool. I saw a sketch on Saturday Night Live making fun of Squid Game. That's all I know. I got a stack of movies and a play and some work I need to do.
Well, the only thing that I've learned about Squid Games is that if you squeeze them really hard, it's fun to play with their ink.
Ah, and add that to the pasta. By the way, I like calamari. It's hard to find good calamari these days.
It's very good to find good calamari, but when you cook it, it's not as good. Try it raw.
That's right, friends. Your pledge dollars at work and culinary tips from Sammy Terry. Take that, other stations. My buddy Whitney writes, all I consume are podcasts now because it's on what's the inside that counts, also because I'm too cheap to go to the movies. Whitney, we'll work on that. We'll fix you, love. Don't worry about that.
I agree with you, Whitney. It is what's inside that counts.
Uh-oh.
For when you cut through that flesh and you find that warm, steamy innards. Oh, as you dive your fingers deeper in, you feel the spaghetti-like texture. As you can feel the lumps and you start to wonder, what is this and what is that? So you cut a little deeper. You pull a little wider, and you reveal all the great innards that you were just talking about, Whitney.
See, we like you just the way you are. Todd writes, Father Goose and the Lady Killers, the original one with Guinness, Sellers, and Lump. Thank you, Todd. Michael writes, Lady Frankenstein.
Lady Frankenstein is a very rapturous film. Indeed, Sammy Terry has hosted Lady Frankenstein on my Facebook fan page live broadcasts over the last few months. Very soon it will be coming up on the Sammy Terry Nightmare Theater Friday night as well. But as you know, the very sensual Lady Frankenstein. We are very family friendly. Therefore, you'll get to see a true boob's head over every sensual scene. For Goolsby, we place a little smiley face of him where you're not supposed to be looking, Matthew.
And yeah, Mrs. Sosie's laughing as well. Thanks. Michael also watched the last Full Measure and Dead Man Walk. Thank you, Michael. Randy writes, the new Asimov Foundation on Apple TV has me hooked. Does that count? Well, you wrote it, Randy, and I read it. Looking forward to the new Dune. Well, it's out there. Randy also he went into the original 1963 with Indiana Connections, the Robert Wise directed The Haunting.
Oh, The Haunting. There's nothing better than to consider the ancient times and the ancient ways. You know there's no denying that our spirit realm is all around. And many times, as our lives dwindle, there's unleft things that are left over for us to accomplish. And when you run into those type of spirits, you can feel the tension in the air. You can feel the wisp of them as they slide by. And you can experience your own haunting if you just turn off your lights, close your eyes, run through your living room. Surely one will kick you, even if it's the chair.
And never forget, friends, the original haunted house story is signing day. Just putting that out there. All right, moving on to Facebook, continuing on Facebook. Matt writes, spooky movie season, of course, The Village, Awoken, The Lodge, and still lobbying for Young Frankenstein. Very good. Thank you, Matt. Chris Lloyd of the Film Yap, and, of course, Indie Style, Eternals, The Spine of the Night, and Oliver. Oliver winning Best Picture over 2001, that and Lion in Winter. That's terrifying in its own way. Kate writes, everybody's talking about Jamie, which she deemed excellent. Ah, here's the title, Sammy, for you. Roxana writes, Muppets Haunted Mansion. I think that's another gateway into your genre for the little ones.
It most certainly is. And in fact, here's a little history, Matthew.
Yes.
The family that had created my skull friend. For years, I've had a skull. His name is Scully on my show. Oh, it's a very unique piece of art. You see, because that skull was created by the Kaspergy family, I believe they're called. There's no identification on my Scully because he was a prototype, one of the very first skulls to be made. You've seen these skulls before. You've seen dozens, if not hundreds of them. But I have as my great fiend Scully one of the very first hand-carved originals, for my Scully is indeed one of the very first prototypes of all the skulls that inhabit Disney's Haunted Mansion.
And it's my second favorite Scully. I'm looking at you, Gillian Anderson. All right, moving on. Michonne writes, Dune in 3D. Wow, the snake worms come at you. Sandworms come at you big time there. Alice writes, the live-action Mulan. Monica writes, the game Legend, the Ridley Scott film, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Have we seen you doing the time warp at all, Sammy?
Of course. I go here and there, and I'm warped as it is.
Beverly writes, Cheech and Chong's up in smoke. That's for a later holiday at 420 on Sunday. Thank you. Don writes, Little Big Man, Speed, and Gross Point Blank. Jessica writes, Mars Attacks, Young Frankenstein, Basket Case, Late Shift, House on Haunted Hill. I'm going to say it's the original.
Yes, the Vincent Price, yes.
Vinny, as you like to call him.
My good friend, Vin.
His cookbook. Got his cookbook last year. A lot of fun. Welcome to Mercy, the first two Phantasms, Event Horizon, and just started Reanimator. That's a buffet right there.
It certainly is. In fact, we just released Sammy hosting Phantasm in 1982 on the Sammy Terry Nightmare Theater, because not only do you get newer movies and newer releases, but we also have many vintage films from the 1970s and 80s, original TV episodes with all of the grand commercials in them as well. Now, these have been submitted by viewers who've had them on VHS or Betamax or Super 8 or however they recorded them back in the day. And we've re-digitally mastered the movies, and we have all of the original TV episode portions that we'd had recorded back in the day, including the commercials. Oh, you remember the International Truck Driving School, Matchmaker International, and of course everyone's gunslinging friend Don from Don's Guns,
because he doesn't want to make any money, folks. He just loves to sell guns. That's also terrifying. And by the way, as he mentioned, if you happen to find in your box of tapes an episode of Sammy Terry, go to sammyterry.com. There's a section where you can leave a message, and Sammy will consider it. So it's as much as we can find old episodes, the better.
That would be great. I'll certainly make it worth your while if you could submit something we don't already have.
You'll
be surprised how generous Sammy Terry will be.
Yeah, he's not looking at me directly when he says that. David writes, Dune, Kingpin, the rock documentary of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Thank you, David. Mark writes, Dune. Nancy writes, Dune, Hunt for the Wilder People. Love this sweet and funny film. Christian writes, The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Conjuring, and The Endless. Now, there's a triple feature. I don't know if they were watched together, but here, fun fact, as I found out, when I hosted Hocus Pocus at the theater at the Fort, I remember seeing that film when it came out in theaters. They released it in July, which I thought was absolutely baffling because it screams Halloween. Then again, I think It's a Wonderful Life could be watched any time of the year, not just Christmas. But that's another rant for another time. And I found out in my research for the screening, Disney decided to put it out there because they did not want it to compete with the other movie they were putting out in October, which was The Nightmare Before Christmas. And it turned out Disney was right, because they got a hit with Nightmare Before Christmas. They got a cult. It didn't start off strong, but it eventually developed a cult following, and they're going to make a sequel, so the ladies are going to get big checks. So, way to go. Good business.
That's right. And of course, Hocus Pocus, much like It's a Wonderful Life, has an underlying theme that is good year-round. For if you're a small child, you want to make sure you go to the creepiest house you can find with the strangest people in your neighborhood, hang out for a while, and see what happens.
And 90s Sarah Jessica Parker, I have a hook. Anyway, Doug writes 16 Candles. That's a different horrifying thing. John Hughes' Adolescence. The Big Sick, City So Real, all are connected to the Chicago in film class I'm teaching. Well, thank you, Doug. A little academia here at Film Sociology. Bonnie writes Dune. And now here's a double feature. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane and the original Poltergeist.
Ooh, very original. Who was this again?
This is my buddy Bonnie, who works at Richmond Civic Theater, which got to get Sammy over to the east side of the state. We'll have to work on that.
Very good selection there, Bonnie. I like your twisted mind.
I love her twisted mind, too. So good call there. Devin writes, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Watching both at the same, probably double feature on that. That's all right.
Nothing like a little double vision oompas.
That's right. JJ writes, oh, this is great. We've been watching so many movies lately, partially inspired by this prompt. Thank you, JJ. Matt, are you on Letterboxd? No, not yet. My VCR still blinks noon, and I just haven't got there. Velvet Underground, Escape from New York, Oxygen, Star Wars Despecialized, Devil in a Blue Dress, and No Time to Die. So there is that. And yes, the foreign film with the woman in the capsule, Oxygen. Thank you, Tom. Stephanie writes, Dune, not a fan of the story. It's weird, but it was good. Better than the usual piffle we've been getting. Also saw many saints and several not favorable emoji faces. Chloe writes, Much Ado About Nothing. That is the Kenneth Branagh version. And, of course, my buddy Patty comes in. There's only one film version, unless you can count the David Tennant, Catherine Tate one, in which case I'll allow two. Okay, thank you, ladies. Helen over in London. Yes, we have international posts here on Film Sociology. Hocus Pocus, of course, and then Vatel. Oh, God, that's a deep cut there, Helen. Thank you. Melissa writes, Hide and Seek, Eternals, Intruders, and the remake of The Fog.
Oh, The Fog. The Fog is so intriguing, much like The Thing is, because it could happen to you. We're in the change of the season now, where the cold air meets the warm earth and waters. The fog rises up. It distorts your vision. It cramps your ability to make decisions well. And you can come into it before you realize it, and you're lost in the mire and the muck of the atmosphere. For the fog is real. Even if it's just been a very late night and an early morning, and you wake up in your own fog.
Sammy's Bureau do that, apparently. And this is the 2005. It's not the original 1980 version from John Carpenter, because that's the one where when I'm DJing, I imagine myself as Adrian Barbeau. Eric writes, hi, Eric. Eric's also in the show with me. The original Friday the 13th. The original When a Stranger Calls, the original Halloween, and the original Carrie. And he writes, I like this time of year. Strong choices there, Eric.
That's a very original thought there, Eric.
It's not a remake thought. It's an original thought. Thanks, Eric. Molly writes, The Personal History of David Copperfield, Charade, and the 2015 film version of William Shakespeare's Macbeth. Now, I know for a fact, friends, that that Sammy Terry got to see yours truly in Titus Andronicus in Richmond many years ago. There is a youth production of Macbeth, which is happening this weekend, IndieBardFest.com. I got to see it last week. Handful of films that I think Sammy Terry would dig, and this is one of them. You've got murder and witches and ghosts and blood and really nagging spouses.
It's a lot like pretty much every American family.
It's not just for Scotland anymore. And yes, I can say the title. It's on radio. It's not a theater. It's a theater of the mind. Anyway, David writes Dune and the Death of Stalin. Mike writes Frankenstein. I'm assuming the original. Thank you, Mike.
Very good, Mike.
Yes, Rob writes The Guilty and the remake of The Omen. So call your nannies on that one, friends. John writes Halloween Kills. Glenn writes Dune again. That's my director. Thank you, Glenn. Carvin writes Everybody's Talking About Jamie. Michael writes The Gorgon last night and deemed it wonderful.
The Gorgon. It's another of the Sammy Terry Movies is a vintage subscription from 1981. If you remember watching Sammy Terry in 1981, The Gorgon, you'll see the exact same episode with all of the original vintage commercials, all the original segments. And of course, there's nothing that screams snaky bad hair days and ugly girls' faces better than The Gorgon.
All right, thank you, Sammy. Moving on. Let's see. Tom writes, we watched Night Teeth last night in keeping with our October Horror Film Fest. Night of the Demons was on Saturday night, low budget and cheesy. That's pay for the course, par for the course. Molly writes, oh, wow, here's a deep cut. Prom Night 2, Hello, Mary Lou. The Electric Boogaloo of horror titles.
The Electric Boogaloo of horror titles. Very good. I like that.
It's your pledge dollars at work. Jesse writes, oh, Jesse's got a list. Here we go. Frankenstein Must Die. Dracula AD 1972. Hey, Taffeta, that's, I know, funky music and bell bottoms. Hocus Pocus, Friday the 13th, the David Lynch version of Dune, Trilogy of Terror, Child's Play, House of Wax, and Call Your Nannies, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, excellent. Good stuff.
Way to go there, Jesse. Yes, we've been busy watching at Brass Ring Lounge for Halloween. Okay, way to plug that in Shelby Street in Indianapolis. Sorry. Andrew writes, Dune for the first time in a movie theater in 2 years. It was fantastic, so worth the wait. So that's good. Hey, Sammy, have you ventured back into the movie theaters yet?
Oh, yes, usually by the back door. I usually hang out in the back there with George. We wait for those wandering patrons who aren't paying attention. They wander through the curtain near the actual screen, thinking they're going to the restroom, but instead, they're embraced by the clutches of me and George, and they wind up usually going to the bathroom on themselves anyway, so mission accomplished.
And by the way, Sammy Terry is also horrified over movie concession prices. Moving on, Frank writes, Dune, it is very, very, very good. And Friday, I'll be watching The French Dispatch. Thank you, Frank. Mark writes, The Russia House. Now, there's a rare thing, a happy La Carré ending. Thank you, Mark. It sounds like slang. Amanda writes, Fly Away Home, Four Good Days, Supernova, Halloween Kills, and An Acceptable Loss. There were a couple more, but my brain. That's all it says. Hang in there, Amanda.
You have a butt for your brain?
No, I don't think that's what she means. So we'll work. Anyway, hang in there, Amanda. We'll try again next week. It's okay. Patty writes, Miss Much Ado. Canterbury Tale from 1944 and La Bestia d'Ibie Morir, pardon my French, from 1952. Jackie writes, Victoria and Abdul. No, not my radio partner. That's just what they watch. Michael writes, The Lady Vanishes, the remake of Dune, and The Curse of Frankenstein.
The Curse of Frankenstein, another vintage Sammy Terry episode available on your Sammy Terry Nightmare Theater subscription, available at SammyTerry.com.
Very good. Moving on, Sean writes, Dune. Jeff writes, The Shining. Now, normally, I ask you if it's the original or the remake. No one's watching the television version of The Shining. I know he wrote the screenplay. Don't care. Jim writes, hey, sorry, Knives Out, Hitchcock, and THX 1138. Chris writes, Young Frankenstein. Grace writes, Introduced My Dad to Hocus Pocus. And right now we're watching Raising Arizona. Okay, keep at it, Grace. Remember Father's Day next time it rolls around. Tony writes, Tempopo and Pontypool. Good alliteration there, Tony. Thank you. Susanna writes, Rebecca, Citizen Kane, and Lamb. Hey, Abdul. Another person saw Lamb. Just saying. Thomas writes, Victoria and Abdul, Young Frankenstein, and The King and I. Dylan writes, Carnival of Souls. Still the best David Lynch movie not made by David Lynch.
Absolutely. Available with Sammy hosting on DVD. on SammyTerry.com.
See, this just happens all. This is an underwriting, folks. This just naturally happens. Joe writes, Victoria and Abdul. That movie must be streaming right now, because there occasionally we get an odd title and several people watch it who I know are not connected to one another. So, okay, Victoria Abdul in Abdul is streaming somewhere, even though I own it on Blu-ray. Comey Rule, King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword, and The Forgotten Battle. Ah, Adam, watch your toenails, friends, and your fingernails. Adam, watch the David Cronenberg version of The Fly.
Ooh, very good, as your body starts to change. Much like it did in the adolescent years, strange things start happening. Hair comes out from places you wouldn't expect. And oh yes, those fingernails. You might want to get some collagen treatment, otherwise they ooze and flake off as you pull that elastic slime underneath the bed there. Oh, the thing I like most about it is if you mix that in with your Frosted Flakes, it's much like the almonds in there. Adds an extra chewy nugget when you're chewing away.
There you go. Thank you, Adam. Kevin writes Iron Man 2. Eric writes No Time to Die, first trip to a theater since Ford versus Ferrari. Wow, thank you, Eric. As well as Jason and the Argonauts, a rewatch on TCM. Carrie writes The Guilty, Ron's Gone Wrong, and The Muppets Haunted Mansion. Sheila writes, The Founder, an interesting story about McDonald's. It provides some new insights about Ray Kroc. Yeah, that's an underrated film. I really like Michael Keaton in that. More people should have seen it. And yeah, Ray Kroc, you're not a nice guy. Christian writes, No Time to Die. I heart Ana de Armas. She is all that. Christian, I'm with you there. Taylor writes, MASH, the wonderful documentary on the ISS. The Killer Shrews, Mars Attacks, Mr. Right, Daredevil, and No Time to Die. More shrews there, Sammy. That's good. Mary writes, Three from Hell, Repossessed, The Craft, and oh, I remember seeing this on Count Scary up in Detroit. Dracula versus Frankenstein.
Oh, Dracula versus Frankenstein, 1972.
That's a cheapie.
You know, that film was never supposed to be Dracula versus Frankenstein. It started out as a biker film with all kinds of psychedelic music, but it was so poorly made and horrible, they knew no one would go to see it. So in the last few hours, they filmed a very sleazy adaptation of Frankenstein and Dracula, and metamorphically turned it into a horror film, borrowing those two great horror names to get people to go to the box office. In fact, it's one of the most popular downloads from SammyTerry.com, for I have hosted it many times. We sell so many DVDs of it. People come back and say, it wasn't the movie I thought it was going to be. So if you want a twisted, psychedelic, drug-induced, horrific film of not much Dracula and not much Frankenstein, go get yourself a copy today.
Do they have more or less screen time than... there was the other Dracula versus Frankenstein that had Lugosi in it. No, it was Frankenstein and the Wolfman, I believe, that had the fight for about 1 minute at the end of a Universal picture.
That's right. It's the fight that everyone remembers, but it really only lasted a minute and a half of the entire film.
Boy, there's a lot of comments that could happen right now. We're not just doing that. And by the way, if you have mixed up films and splice films like this, don't pitch these to a person at a wake. Just saying, don't do that. And if you see me on the street, I'll explain what I just said.
It's always better to be seen than viewed.
That's true. All right, moving on to the list. Back to the list. Thank you, gang. Joshua writes, Official Secrets, Dune Part 1. I think I can officially say that now that Dune Part 2 has been announced. Thank you, Joshua. Sean writes, the new version of Dune. Britt writes, oh my God, Superman 3, Superman 4, and Man of Steel. Anastasia has been on a Superman roll the past couple of weeks. Man, she picked those on her own. Britt, you got to supervise her, because that's a rough shot right there.
That is. When you get that thin into the basket, it's pretty sad.
Kurt writes, Kurt, guarding Tess at Bell Trace with the gang there. Lamb in the Cinema, the new Icelandic film. Kurt does movie night for a senior home, and Okay, garden test. That'll work. Brian writes, Bad Boys, the Sean Penn film from 1983. Bronson, You're the Hunter from the Future. And this one's for you, Sammy. The Torture Chamber of Dr. Sadism.
Oh, yes. Any torture chamber always is my favorite. In fact, we had ghouls be stretched out on the rack the other night. We asked for more, but George wouldn't give it to him as a torture.
Nice. Moving on, Dee Dee Sorvino. Of course, she is the host of the podcast Drinks with Dee Dee. You can check it on Apple Podcasts. And yours truly pops up there every now and then. But she has Sicilian Vampire, featuring her husband, Paul, and Dracula and the Mummy. So thank you, Dee Dee. I hope to be back on the show very soon.
Well, those redundant consonants are always great listeners.
Yes, indeed. Nick Roger writes, okay, I just ordered this Blu-ray, and I'm really looking forward that someone else got to see it. JD's Revenge. This is a film starring Glenn Turman and Louis Gossett Jr. Turman, this is the film he did after Cooley High. He is a law student in New Orleans at Tulane who is possessed by the soul of a notorious gangster seeking revenge, thus the title. And Turman's really good at it. It's one of the better, if you go through the blaxploitation era, which we've done here ad nauseum on Film Sociology, Turman, as well as Gossett, who is a preacher who has a shady history but knows the secret of the revenge and the possession, two really good performances, and shot in 70s New Orleans. So that's a different scare of a different kind.
It is.
So let's see. Nick writes, and I'm not going to read. Oh, that's really long, Nick. Nope, not doing that. An unexpectedly hardcore and surreally structured piece of blaxploitation horror that sails through its thin plot with the rooting interest you have for Glenn Turman's character to get through all this without actually killing anyone, and the interesting perspective of making these characters a little older and in their professional lives rather than impressionable teens. All right, thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. He's also in for the time of the year. The Funhouse from 1981. Quartermass and the Pit from 1967, Scars of Dracula, The Matrix Revolutions, Beetlejuice, Dune, Antlers. That might be a new one in the pantheon there, Sammy.
That is. I get your point on that one.
Thank you. And Paranormal Activity, Next of Kin. Paranormal Activity, different haunted house of a different kind. Don't say anything during signing. Okay, moving on. Kathleen writes The Way West. Missy writes Dune. Austin writes a medium cool podcast. The Many Saints of Newark, Clue, Trick or Treat, the original Halloween, and Dune. Scott also watched Dune. Kirk writes the documentary Hired Gun. Michael writes My Beautiful Laundrette. Michael, different Michael, writes a festival about the New York Folk Festival, North by Northwest, Yo-Yo, and Haunted House, Haunted Sibling Movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Cassandra writes, it's been a Disney Plus kind of week. We watch Cruella and Black Widow. Not in the same dorm room. Moveen writes, Tenant, Valentino. Wait a minute. Okay, Moveen, I'm a little confused. You have Valentino hyphen The Last Emperor and Queen Bees. Now, there is a film called The Last Emperor, which is the great Bertolucci film. And there's also a film called Valentino, the messed up Ken Howard biopic starring Rudolf Nureyev. But you got to anyway, that's throwing me. So hope it's that. Kirsten writes The Worst Witch, the classic Fairuzeh Balk, Tim Curry made for TV masterpiece. Okay. James writes. Oh, yes, right. New on Criterion Blu-ray, The Incredible Shrinking Man. Have you shown that one, Sammy?
We have. The Incredible Shrinking Man. If you think about our culture today, depending on where you're at and who you're at, you can find yourself elevated to great stratosphere of personality, ego, and awareness, or you can find yourself diminished to the shallow end of civilization. And in that case, you can consider yourself the shrinking man.
That's right. And stay out of the pool. Alan writes, the Bourne Identity, and oh, here's a creepy one. I don't know if you've shown this one, Sammy, but I remember this. The little girl who lived down the lane. Young Jodie Foster, not as young Martin Sheen.
I have never shown that film, but I have seen that film.
Yeah, Late Show. Well, we'll just say Late Show. Yeah, you know what? Somewhere down the road, folks, there might be Sammy Terry After Midnight. Well, there is, but that's another thing. Moving
you
on.
You pay a premium for that.
Extra special premium. Double secret premium there. Daniel writes, Murder by Contract, That's Entertainment 2, and Dune. Gary writes, Man on the Spying Trapeze, Mighty Joe Young, the 1998 version, Big Business, Black Hawk Down, and Dune. Tony has also watched Dune. Terry writes, No Time to Die, first trip at the cinema since Parasite in February of 2020. And by the way, friends, yeah, if it's your first time in the theater, please tell me the last thing you saw before lockdown. This is cool. The 1935 film version of The Raven.
Oh, excellent.
Way to go, Terry.
Nice. Yeah, nice pick on that, Terry. And I like your name.
Very good. Marvel's Hulk, where monsters dwell. Destroy All Monsters from 1968. We get into the Japanese reptilian films over there. Unforgiven and Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Jared writes, Nightmare Before Christmas, Lords of Salem, the original Halloween, and It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Good. Scott adds in, I still love watching all the Peanut specials. The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, was always a favorite in my family. Very good. Seth writing in, because I kind of teased this recording, Sammy, and Seth writes, looking forward to hearing your guest's voice again, a fond, spooky echo from my childhood, and your head. So.
Coming from your past, decades in your memory, locked away in the very reptilian part of your brain. My voice and my haunting has been a part of your world for decades. It's my pleasure to not only be your personal Metamucil, but that which makes you shiver in the middle of the night. When you gaze out the window, you see the shadow. Could it be Sammy watching you, waiting for you? It probably is. And if you're not careful, I'll make sure that you always have many pleasant nightmares.
That's effortless, friends. It's easy for me to say. SammyTerry.com. Got a few more, and then we'll wrap things up. This has been wonderfully horrible and horribly wonderful. Bob writes, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It still amazes me so many careers weren't permanently damaged by that film. No, they mostly thrived on that one.
They certainly did. In fact, it brought Meatloaf back to the cafeterias.
Boom. Kathy writes, Dick Tracy and L.A. Confidential. And finally, Mario writes, Heat, Black Widow, Life of Brian, and Dances with Wolves. Wow. All right. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Sammy, for critiquing my viewers and my listeners' posts. That's really good. We do want to raise a glass. This is the time where we have dead people we like, because we never have time for dead people we don't like. And I just found out about this at the day of the recording. Writer William F. Nolan, who wrote some novels, but also had a few screen credits that are somewhat in Sammy's wheelhouse. He's best known for doing the adaptation and the novel. He wrote Logan's Run.
Oh, Logan's Run. Oh, Farrah Fawcett in that film. That's an indelible imprint on most 50-year-old men's minds.
Yeah. Jenny, you got her as well. But yes, this is a film, of course, set in the future where anybody over the age of 30 is killed, kind of like Broad Ripple at Night. But anyway, He also had some other credits, including the 1974 TV film version of The Turn of the Screw. Also wrote the Julie and Millicent and Therese segments of Trilogy of Terror from 1975, Sky Heist, The Kansas City Massacre, the screenplay for the 1976 film Burnt Offerings, another haunted house film with Oliver Reed and Betty Davis.
Great film.
Now, there's a lunch right there. There's a liquid lunch right there with Betty Davis and Oliver Reed. My God. Of course, there was a series of Logan's Run, and yeah, they made a Trilogy of Terror, too. Anyway, so thank you, William F. Nolan, for all your contributions, especially to this program. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent Green is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Hope you're able to watch some films that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. And don't forget, friends, SammyTerry.com. You can see him live. You can see him online. You can see him on Facebook. Sammy, take us home.
If you've been wanting Nightmare Theater back in your life like it used to be every Friday night, make sure you go to SammyTerry.com. Subscribe for $3.99 your first month. You get the entire library. You can watch them anytime you wish, but every Friday night around 8 p.m., I host one or two new movies that I've hosted. So even if it's a title you've seen before, you haven't seen Sammy hosted in years. And of course, I look forward to meeting any of you at any of my live appearances that you can find out about where I'll be out and about on SammyTerry.com. November 5th, I'll be doing my Facebook fan page, Sammy Terry Live Performance from My Dungeon, which is in Washington Square Mall on the east side of Indianapolis. You can watch or buy tickets and come be a part of my studio audience. Sammy Terry has been creeping around your life since 1962, and we've not stopped yet. So to all you listeners this time of year, Sammy Terry and George and good old Matty Sos, we all wish you a horrible Halloween and many pleasant nightmares.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!